Now, this is Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970. Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970. Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. Tuesday morning, the 15th of December, 1970. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy.
And after that, I don't care for anything. I don't drink.
I see.
You know, I let the fire go out. I put it out. I don't like the big fire, but I like a little fire.
10. Well, it's not. You've been exercising. You've been out there in that fixing that rabbit.
Well, I've just had rid of it.
You have.
I just had you going out there.
Mm-hmm. You got a rabbit?
Yes. You eat rabbit?
Yeah. Used to.
And it was last night. Well, do you know I've never seen anybody fix a rabbit before?
You haven't?
No.
You're hanging up, skinning.
Now you put that nail off?
No, it was already out there. You just hang him up by one leg and pushing hay over by both legs, and just pull the hay all down. It'll come nice easy. They're not hogs. You ever seen a cleaner hog?
No.
Well, you ought to see it then. You ought to see them when they, you see when they get the hay out of them, then they hang him up and clean him, you know, scrape him and scrape all the half what left on them and all, and throw water up on them and wash them, see, like that, see, before they cut them, you see.
They hang him like you did the rabbit?
Yes, ma'am. But they hang him on galluses. They have a stick about that long and run it through both legs, you see, and hang that stick on big nails up there, and they hang down. Yeah, see people, somebody clean one.
Yeah.
Great, clean them over there.
Mm-hmm. Does he still butcher?
Sometimes. When he gets somebody to help him.
And then they just take the skin off?
No, they don't take skin.
Oh,
take
I see.
Hair.
Over. Hair. Mm-hmm.
You don't take the skin off.
I see. Not like the rabbit.
No.
Well, that on the rabbit, you just skin him, don't you?
Yes.
Just double skin him.
Now, Miss Bessie, how do you cook a rabbit?
Well, the way I do, I always parboil him first. get the wise teeth out of him. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Put him on a bubble water and to get that wildness out of him. You see, I put the onion in it sometime and put the peppers in it and make that the boys in it to get that wild taste out of him.
Say, you ought to hang around it, Miss Bessie, a little bit more. You don't know how to do these things.
Well, I know it. You won't teach me.
What do you...
I won't teach you.
What do you do when you parboil him?
Then I take him out and let him cool off and fry him like a chicken.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Fry it like a chicken.
But you boil that...
Wildness out of it.
Yeah, before you fry it. And a squirrel, you do the same way?
Yes. Do a squirrel, same way.
Well, I guess you do any wild game that way.
No, I don't do all of them that way.
Well, now what don't you do?
You just, well, a turkey, you just take it and roast it.
Yeah.
And pheasants, you do the same thing.
Oh. A pheasant.
Yes, ma'am. I seen one out here about last year on that field going around that curve around there. But looked like somebody had hurt him or something.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get out the way. He was a pretty thing.
A pheasant?
Oh, they're pretty. They're beautiful birds. When I was in the mountain, I used to go through the mountains up on the mountain. That's really beautiful in the mountains, you know. And they'd just be over there in droves, just like quail, you know. They'd be in droves up in the mountains. And they're the prettiest things you most ever seen. Some of them got a long tail, a lot of them feathers, you know, and the tail. But they are pretty.
I don't think they don't have many pheasants around here, do they?
No, it's a man down in McIntosh has a yard fixed like for photo. He has.
Oh.
Yeah, he has a mama. All kind of game he has in his pen. But it's a big wide fence, you see. Fenced in. The old Emma.
I'd heard about him, but I've never seen this stuff.
Well, you ought to go down there sometime and see it.
I'd love to. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to get in with James. He goes everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit in that truck with him where he goes.
Yeah.
He'd rather see things, wouldn't you?
That's right.
And he'd know where to show you if he wanted to see it. I don't know anybody.
Well, take it down there to this place that's where this where all the scheme is. The man has it down there. He's free to see.
Yeah.
All kind of ducks and geese. All kind of wild birds and things like that he has on there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah. Birds. I love to see them.
Go down there with the children sometime. You know, the children just love those.
Yeah, that's right.
But this was a pheasant that was just out on a while that you saw.
Well, yes, but I guess he had got out, you know, from somewhere.
Yeah. I see.
And he was trying to... He was back there by Newt's house. You're at Newt's house. Down at Amy Walker. He was back in there trying to get out that field. I don't. So I told Buddy to stop and let's get him. He said, oh, I ain't got time for that thing. Because he couldn't fly very much. It was somebody that threw his wings. But he was a pretty thing.
Have they been... shooting your partridge as much this fall?
I guess so.
You don't see any much now?
No, I ain't never seen another one. I guess that one got out.
And over there in your cornfield there, I was thinking about the couple of partridges, you know, the quail.
Yeah.
Everybody goes by, stops and shoots.
That. Yeah, they stop over there and shoot.
Do they ask you?
No. Don't ask nothing. I don't see nothing. I just go here. But I ain't got no sign up there, so that's reason to stop and shoot.
Uh-huh.
Well, they changed the law now. The law now is they can't get on anybody's property unless they ask.
They can.
You don't have to have a sign up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done right smart. I don't see anybody back here on my place.
No, don't want a lot of you back there, but late at night, they go coon and possum hunting back there.
Yeah.
And look at Petro and all of them go back that way from.
Yeah. You hear them talking?
No, but I know they go back that way, that range. They always had a range back that way for looking for possums and coons.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of them back there.
Yeah. It sure is some back there. Yes, sir.
But they don't come up here much, Miss Bessie.
They don't stop. Maybe they hear the dogs barking.
I guess so.
You see, they don't come around much for a dog.
Yeah.
The sergeant just barks all the time. You just get out there and he goes out and stay out until about 9:30 or 9:00. Then he come around the house and he makes two barks. I know what that's for. You let him in.
Two barks.
He'll come right around the house at edge of the porch, and he barks. Like two barks. And I go there. I don't see him. I said, Sergeant, he come trotting in.
Yeah.
He stay out running cats. Running old cats out there at night. That little black dog what Doris used to have down there. He used to, and that black dog would chase cats. He would stay out late because it wouldn't be by itself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Him and his dog chased him cats, I don't know how long, and then he would come in about 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But he'd come to the dog ground and bark, let me know he's out there.
It was two barks.
Yeah, two barks.
Well, he can see him up there on the porch and bark.
Well, he see the cats and the dogs come around.
Yeah.
He don't see the nothing else but them.
Yeah.
And he's raised the devil sometime. Really.
Right there on the porch.
Yeah, right there on the porch. You know, I think he thinks it's daylight.
Well,
with that bright light.
Yeah.
I think he thinks it's day.
Well.
Wouldn't it is. Almost day.
Wouldn't you think it was day? I saw Isaiah out there speaking to Napoleon the other day.
Yeah.
When he was chopping wood, what was Napoleon doing? Does he get after Isaiah?
Yeah, he gets after.
Oh.
But he loved to tease him, I tell him, and that makes him bad.
Yeah, it does.
But he get up there and tease Napoleon. And Napoleon wants to fight him. He just bristles up at him, and he just keep walking. He come right on behind him, try to jump on him.
Yeah. And he loves to tease him.
Yes.
Well, I never tease him.
You see, the Napoleon always want to jump on him, you see.
Yeah.
And he just tease him because he wants to jump on him, you see.
Yeah.
But he wants to fight. He just wants to fight.
Yeah.
He used to jump at me like that sometime, but I guess a stick, if I have a stick in my hand, he won't come near me.
Oh.
He won't come near me with a stick in my hand.
Yeah. You got him pretty well trained. He don't bother me now.
No. Now you can just call him. He said, come here, Poison, come on here. And he would come just running to see what you want.
Yeah.
And he got a habit of, he see me come out the door, he starts to holler. Just holler as loud as he can open his mouth. And he makes his chickens, I can't give him nothing outside. I got to go put him in that place to feed him in there. Because when he hollers, every chicken comes running.
Huh?
Everyone comes running to see, because they know I'm going to give him something.
Oh.
And I have to put him up. Yeah, so they go running. Every time he holler, he will holler for, look like he called. And they come.
Yeah.
That old rooster, he come running just as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And sometimes he come up there, he gets after me, see. He gets after the poison. He run the poison, you see. So he's going off by himself then. When he gets after him. He's a bad little rascal.
That rooster, he's a right elderly rooster, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
He's been around some time.
Yeah, he's been around about 4 years now.
Oh, is that
one? Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting rid of him.
Oh.
Yes, Doris got a whole lot of, got six of them over there. Six roosters.
Yeah.
And she got two pretty ones, red, you know. So she told me I could have one of them, so I think I'd have to get rid of mine to get him. I want to put him up. Yeah, he don't lie over there.
He don't even like for him to come around, does he?
He don't like him to come over to y'all.
Oh, is that right?
No, but he goes over there.
Why, Miss Betsy?
Yes, he do. He get up and fly over the fence and go over there, but he don't like them roosters coming in. He'll run them.
Oh.
Everyone coming in, he runs them.
Yeah.
Runs them out.
And they get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he runs every one of them out of there. He don't like them in there.
Isn't
it so? I said, now you a rascal. I said, you don't like those roosters in here, and you go over there. Sometimes I stand in the cell and I say, Lord, these chickens are a sight. It's the truth. This is amuse you to see how they do.
Well, it's good to have them to watch.
Yeah. I ain't got but three hens now. Two of my hens died. I don't know if something killed them. I don't know what killed them. I think the young hawk must have spotted them, you see, and flew down and killed them right at the gate. I think a young hawk done that.
Did he eat them?
Huh? No. I didn't hear them, but I noticed from the way they never had no marks on them. I was like, you see, they're striking by the head, you see.
Oh.
They used to go out there to look those bugs. Fall off that light up there, you know. And be a lot of bugs out there. And they go out there hunting them bugs, you see. And that's where that this hawk had time to get after them, you see. I know he done it because nothing else could kill them. So they were lying right at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I know nothing else they knew about a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't undertake to eat them.
Oh no, he was a young hawk, you see. He struck at him, and then he'd fly off, you see.
Just for the sport?
Yeah. He struck him by the head.
Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, but he mean to kill him, because he want to eat him. But he hit him and then go.
Yeah.
You see, but he has, think he'll come back. He'd have a chance to come back and try to take him off, you see.
Yeah.
They're terrible this time of year.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah, they're terrible this time of year. Young hawks, you see, done hatched off, you see. And they're terrible to have a chicken. Oh, they'll... Then the younger, they carry one of them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fly down on them and pick them up and carry them off.
Because they're hungry.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen them do that.
Yes, sir.
They've done that right over here, where you are?
Over to the house?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. They've done right there at the gate. The chickens out there scratching. Looking for bugs, you see.
Yeah. And you've seen the hawks fly down there?
Yes, I've seen them when they make a dot. They just dot down and then they're gone. They just fly right down and hit them, you see, and go on about their business. They go off somewhere and get in a tree. You can't see them after they get in the tree.
Yeah.
You see, they sit up in there thinking they get a chance to come back and get him. But they're bad this time of year.
Guy, you ought to see that red tricycle down at Miss Bessie's house under the table. Red tricycle down at your house. It's the prettiest one I ever saw.
Oh, my God.
It is. I didn't know Isaiah had that.
Yeah, he got a little girl.
Well, now, Miss Daisy told me he never had been married.
He hadn't. But he got a little girl.
Oh, has he?
Yes. Just 3 years old.
Well, where did she stay?
Out to Flemington.
Well, that's unusual. You mean he's a bachelor?
Yeah. He used to run around with this girl, you see, and he got this child by.
Well, that's good of him to take the child something. He's
He thinks a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, he takes it. So that's for her Christmas.
Where'd he live before he came to your house?
Where he lived?
Yeah, uh-huh, did he live?
He lived up. He used to stay down here. In the house at the... He looks after the place because his wife's niece own the place. His daughter used to own the place. Her father died, and that's where she used to live. That's where Miss Quinta lived. And after she died, she left the place to the girl, two. I think it's two of them. One died, and left two of them. David's brother's wife and his brother lived there in that house after they died, you see. And so they let Isaiah stay there in his house. So he didn't seem to keep it up like it should, you know. There's a lot of work to be done on it before he died. And it just kind of broke him down, you see. And so he didn't do much good. And so... So she was down here to his funeral. He died in New York, but she brought his body down here and buried him right there where his wife was. It's Son Harris, you know. You knew him, Son Harris.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
Son Harris.
Mm-hmm.
time, so he went to New York to stay with this girl, and he didn't stay up there long before he died.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Because he was awfully mean to his wife. She didn't have a good mind, you see.
Oh.
No, she didn't have a good mind. She went kind of lost her mind. And he wasn't good to her because Mr. Richmond spoke to him about it. Because he lived right there at his packing house.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right there and they could hear him, you know, talking to her, and he is a leader. And he told him if he didn't stop it right then, he would have something done to him about it, because she didn't have good mind, you see. But she wasn't crazy enough to put in the crater house, you see. And so she, after she died, he went to New York to stay with Inez, you see. With this girl. And so after he got up there, he didn't last long.
How old was he, Miss Bessie?
I don't know. I guess he's about 60 or 70 years old, something like that, you see.
And so Isaiah was in this house.
Mm-hmm. So, then he moved from there. He went out to Archie to stay. But he didn't like out there, somehow or another. So he come to Doris and was staying down at the Doris. He said, but Doris didn't have room enough for him, you see. So she brought him up to the house and asked me, would I let him stay there?
Well, that was a happy day for you.
Well, it wasn't so happy, but I don't know. Sometimes I used to be there and I'd look like I could hear things, you know. And then after the boy killed that doctor down the old killer, I just got all upset. Look like I just couldn't rest at night, you know. You know the boy killed the doctor down there?
Oh, a lot of people got upset.
Huh? Yes, yeah. Sir. Well, I just got all, being there by myself, you see. Look like I could hear things, you know. So, I don't know. So after she come and asked me to let him stay, so she said she didn't have room enough for him, you see, for Isaac to stay.
Well, she hadn't got any room down there with all her family, has she?
No. No. Well, her family done about thinned out, but still, she didn't have the room.
Uh-huh.
It's fast for him because Buddy has a room this way.
Yeah.
And she had the back room. She only got 3 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And Sambo staying one back there.
Yeah. Well, where does...
Callum.
Callum and the other boy stay?
Well, she... David stay in the room with his daddy.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah, he crazy about his daddy. He used to, when Buddy used to come in at night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd get up. Oh, yeah, he'd get right up. Sitting his daddy.
Yeah.
So he got twin beds in the room that's where he at.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just think Isaiah was... That was good, that you had some room.
Yeah, well, I had that little room there, and nobody sleeping in it. Because Cal always kept a doll in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kept a doll in there, and she'd go in and play in the day, you know. And so, wasn't nobody sleeping in that room.
Well, But he's not there, Miss Betty. He's off all the time, isn't he?
Well, he comes in and goes out at when he comes home at evening. He goes out at night, but he comes back around 10:30 or 11 o'clock, something like that. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Well, what I mean is he works. So he's not there much.
No, he ain't there in the daytime. It ain't the day I'm afraid of. I'm afraid at night.
Yeah.
I'm afraid at night, you see. Because
yeah.
Callum be there. But she, you know, a little girl like that, she'd be scary, you know. If anything didn't matter with me, she tell her to go down to her mama's house. She'd be afraid to go down there. She, you know, she don't go out at night, your face is dark, you know. So she don't care to go down there.
So she no help.
Yes. So she.
One night in the morning, before Isaiah leaves. Doesn't he help you?
He makes a fire.
Oh.
He makes a fire for me.
Yeah. Mm. And cooks breakfast?
No, he gets him a cup of coffee. That's all.
Yeah.
Just a cup of coffee. That's all. Get a cup of coffee. He say he don't eat breakfast much in the morning. See.
Well, I thought maybe y'all would get up and have breakfast.
Mm-mm. No, I don't get up. Have no breakfast. He said he don't eat very much in the morning. He don't care for it.
Well, Miss Daisy gets up and eats breakfast.
Well, I know she do. That's her. She, Miss Daisy be hungry. I don't eat no breakfast in the morning either. I always have a cup of coffee and a piece of toast. That's all I eat.
You never did eat breakfast?
Uh-uh. Never eat no breakfast. Like people get up and cook grits and all that oatmeal and stuff like that. I don't bother. I got it there in the house, but I don't bother with it. Now, I like it. Sunday morning, I love a dish of oatmeal. I put the oatmeal on, cook some oatmeal.
Yeah.
Make my coffee.
Just Sunday morning.
Yeah, just Sunday morning.
But the day they eat every morning.
I know she do. Eat 2 and 3 eggs and all like that. You know, I can't eat. I can't eat that way. I trained myself to just to get a cup of coffee and a piece of toast. That's all. And that's all I want. Till about 12 o'clock, I get something to eat then.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she eats all that breakfast, she don't need so much there in the middle of the day, does she?
12 o'clock comes, she'll be hungry.
Hungry again?
She'll be hungry at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she'll eat. But I can't eat. I couldn't eat all that in the morning. Yeah. Too much.
Well, does Isaiah know how to make a fire, Miss Betty?
Well, he knew how to make pretty good. He don't know just how that a fire should be made, but he knew how to fix it. So. Be a good fire when I get up. And I straighten up the fireplace, you see, because he don't know.
Oh, you go ahead and
fix
it after he's
done. Well, I'm glad he do that because, you know, in the morning when I don't feel good or, you know, I don't feel that food in the fire, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, Miss Daisy, does she know anything about a fire?
Yeah, she do.
Does she?
Oh, you said you'd have a fireplace, you know, when she lived down. She'd have a fireplace.
Yeah.
She'd want a fireplace now, but Ben wouldn't have there. No chimney built. And so she. That's the reason she had to get the heater.
Yeah.
Because she had to keep warm, and see, she couldn't be farther around in the house, there's no fire. So she had to have a heater.
But she just soon have a fireplace. She just soon have a fireplace.
Yeah, she'd rather have a fireplace. She said that the fire do her more good. And you see, a lot of people love fireplace because, you know, the fireplace will bake you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bake you good when you're sitting at the fire. It'll bake you. But this heat seems like it's just dry heat, you know? It ain't got the stuff you know the fireplace got.
Yeah.
Now, a heater is dry heat, you know?
Yeah.
Supposed to keep you warm, but it doesn't feel like the fire. A lot of difference in the fireplace and a heater. A lot of difference.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Now, a heater is less trouble.
Yeah.
It'll hold heat and you can go off and leave it.
That's right.
Just close the vent.
Well, you sure have to be careful about anything catching on fire.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to catch on fire. You just kill us, Mr. Miles. Carelessness is called a lot of people burn up like that, you see. Just carelessness. Now you make your fire in the fire, put your fire there. And you put the screen up there when you're going out anywhere. For fire keep it from popping out, you see. It ain't gonna fall out because it's back in the fireplace. But if you're in a fire, some kind of wood you get, it pops, you know. But you put that screen in front of it and keep it from coming out.
Well, yes. As long as you've got that screen, you can go on outdoors and not worry about it.
Sure. That's right. Keep it. And those dog irons, you know, keep the wood from falling and rolling down. Coming out, you see.
Miss Bessie, I want you to tell Guy that Sunday. I want you to tell him what happened when you fell. And then when you have that thing at the door, back door. Now when you fell there that Sunday morning, what happened to you?
I fell up near the fireplace. But wasn't no fire in there. Wasn't no fire in the fireplace. You see, it was warm. When I fell, I fell that way. I fell face the fireplace. If the screen had been up there, I'd have went in the fireplace. Like I did when I fell out the gate. I fell clean out the door all the way out, and I went out the gate. My head struck the gate.
I don't see how you did it.
I don't either, but I went on out there. Oh, I don't know how I feel, because when I looked like my legs just hung together, so they had to get locked, you know? And I couldn't help but fall. I tried to hold up, but I couldn't hold up. I just had to go on down.
And then that wasn't enough. Then that evening, at the back door, what happened to you?
I didn't know, I just fall, that's all.
And that was when you got so weak?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you couldn't even do anything.
No. I don't know why I began to fall like that. I usually didn't fall. I've been a nice maid. It's been about, oh, I see. I started falling after Meg died. I don't know why I started falling. And I just fall anywhere. I don't know why that I should fall like I do. But I can't help myself.
But there at the back door, you couldn't use your hands?
No. Oh, you see me in a Sunday?
Yeah.
I couldn't use, oh, I thought I had a stroke. I got back there at the door. I went to get a piece of wood. And I picked the wood up. And I had to come up side the door. I braced myself up against side the door to hold up, to come up. I couldn't move. I couldn't move this foot. I couldn't lift my foot up. This foot just looked like it was heavy. I couldn't lift it up. And I come on in the house, and Callum took the wood and put it on the fire. And after she put the wood, she got the wood. I was trying to get the blankets for her bed. I said, Callum, I can't put these blankets on the bed. I said, you had to put them on. So she took the blankets and put them on the bed. And I couldn't move this hand. I couldn't use it. I thought, it's just like a stroke. I believe I did have one. A light one. I sure believe I had a light stroke.
Well, one thing about it, can Carolyn help you?
Oh, yes.
Is she a good worker?
Yes, yeah, she can work when she wants. Yes, she can work when she wants.
She can make up her bed?
Yeah, she can make a nice bed.
Oh.
She can. Well, I think I had a light stroke. So I thought to go to the doctor, but I said, well, I'll wait till I got an appointment anyway, first of the year. So I said, I'll just wait. And I think that's what's the matter with I had that light. I said light stroke, but Daisy didn't say it was circulation of the blood that I had. My blood was poor, but I don't see how my blood is that poor.
Is Miss Daisy a pretty good doctor?
No, she ain't no doctor.
Well, isn't she pretty healthy herself?
Healthy? Yeah, she's pretty healthy. But she has arthritis in her legs. She has arthritis sometimes. She has arthritis.
Does she complain?
Oh, yes, she do. Sometimes she get up, she can't get up. She go to get up, she make 2-3 moves like that, when she can get up. But I don't know, if arthritis get you right there, I tell you, it's something. So you need to want it.
I'm not.
Well, now you see, you're pretty good at doctrine. Now, does Miss Daisy know anything about it?
No, she don't know much about doctoring. She don't know about it, you know.
What does she recommend to you?
No, she don't. She just, she know rub and like that, you know, rub down with something.
Wait a minute.
But, so not. But when I got, I made Callum give me the aspirin bottle, and I got the aspirin and I took and gave me some water, and I taken that, the aspirin, and so I turned over and got in the bed, and I went to sleep right off the way. I went to sleep right away, and when I woke up. She asked me, was I feeling the better? I said, yes, I'm feeling better, a whole lot better. The aspirin, I don't know what it done to me, but it revived me, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Daisy seems just to go on whether she hurts.
She goes on, just goes on up there. She start to hurt and she just get up and start to moving around, you see. You see, now, ever since that day I went to the store, I ain't been right then. I walked down and walked back. And so I never felt bad or nothing like that. That was that Sunday after I had been down there when I fell.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a cripple issue. But he made me, I had a stroke, I don't know. I always say that was a stroke. I won't know till I go to the doctor. So I'll find out from him what I had.
But Carolyn can make her bed. Can Carolyn cook?
She can cook a little bit.
Oh.
Just cook an egg or something like that for herself. And she can fix things for herself.
You've taught her things.
Yeah. Yeah, she can fix things for herself.
Miss Bessie, what was that? What was that? I heard James or somebody down there talking about the money. Who is this fella down there? James got an uncle who's sick.
Mm-hmm.
What's his
Sherman.
Name? Uncle Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now is he the one that's got money and they think he's hid it out or something?
But they don't know where he got it. He's kind of like an old miser, you know?
Oh.
When you're dealing with somebody like that, it's something else. An old miser, you're dealing with something terrible, I tell you, you know. So he's down to Clearwater now. Because
mm-hmm.
Isaiah went down this Sunday to Clearwater where he is.
Oh, Isaiah.
You see, he lived up here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's down the Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
He got a sister who lives down there. He's down there for his sister. But he's in a home. And he don't want to be in his home. But you see, his sister can't take him because she had 8 children. And so he had to stay somewhere. And so they went down there to see about some money he had somewhere. I don't know. They don't know.
And they don't know where the money is?
No, he got it in the bank, I think, somewhere up here. In Gainesville. Everybody said he carried him up there to put some money in the bank. But he said he wouldn't let him see which bank he went in, you see. Wouldn't let Buddy see.
Oh.
So told him put him out at a certain place, you know, and he'd walk to where he had to go. So Buddy said he didn't know what bank he put in. And so he just an old mile. He didn't want nobody to know where anything he put it. He don't know where. So if he dies, they have to get a lawyer to get it, you see.
And that'll cost him.
Yes, well, they have to get a lawyer to get it to put him away and things like that, you see. Because he had an aunt that died down in Cocoa. And he had a $500 policy on her. And so he brought that money up here and put it up there in game or somewhere. So they don't know where he put it.
So you know he's got money.
Yes. Yeah, he's an old miser. You didn't know them kind of funny kind of people, old miser. They don't want you to know nothing. They'll have a whole lot of money on them. They don't tell you where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, they won't tell you. And why, I don't know.
Well, Ben's a little like that, isn't he?
Ben like the, you know, little nothing. Yes, and he taken all his money out the bank when he was here. And they don't know what he carried with him. I don't know what it was. Carried on down there. I don't know. He's crazy.
Well, that's right serious, Miss Bessie.
Yeah.
You see, some thought that was the trouble over there with Mr. Boyd. He'd had money around the house there.
Well, I don't know what happened on that border. I don't know where somebody put him in the barn and have went him up or what.
Yeah.
Well, he had no business in the barn. What are you doing in the barn?
In the nighttime.
Right. Now, he was over there in the barn. That's where he caught a fire. In the barn. He must have struck a match or something. I just can't see it. What are you doing in the barn? And he couldn't see.
No, he couldn't see.
No, he was blind. And he had a son up here. They always called him Sugar Man.
Mm-hmm.
He had puckwood. Something like that. So, but I don't know whether he goes over there, went over there to see his daddy. I paid any attention to him, but he was so mean, Mr. Smiles. He was a cruel man to his family.
Oh, he was?
Oh, Mr. Boyd was a cruel man. He just... Now, my cousin lived right over here, right back of Mr. Smith. He said the road divided him, but she lived over this way. And he'd get at that poor woman sometime and beat her. She had to go to my cousin Janet and hide from him. Because he was so cruel to her. And all the children, he was mean to them. I don't know why he was so mean to them.
When they were growing up.
Yes. He was awfully mean.
And you knew that to happen.
Oh, yes, I know it because she lived here. When he'd get after, he'd go to Janet and stay. Meg's sister used to go to Janet and stay, hiding from him.
Oh,
so the children seemed like they didn't care nothing about him, you see. He stayed over at the house by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And blind, couldn't see a thing. But I don't know what happened to him. Somebody maybe went there and robbed him.
Well, Miss Bessie, what can a person do with the money? Now, you see, somebody might think you got your money there on the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come on there and just start looking around.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, whether you've got any there or not, you see. What can a fellow do with his money?
Well, there's nothing really.
Put it in his shoe.
He couldn't wear his shoes, huh?
I remember one time I was just a young fellow. And I was out on a trip, hoboing or something, and I had a $5 bill, and I didn't want to get broke. I didn't want to get broke. You
uh-huh.
So I stuck that in my shoe. And when I looked at it, I must have walked on that for a month or two, you see. It's just in rags. It's just gone to pieces.
What color is this paper?
Plum oil.
And what color is this paper? That's reading it. Well.
Well, I guess people keep little bits of money around in the house, but certainly you wouldn't keep a great amount.
No.
I don't know.
Well, now, where does Miss Daisy keep her money?
Where she keep her money? I don't know.
Just a little bit here and there around the house?
I reckon. I don't know. I know I had a give her a belt. When the children was there, she always missed money. So I give her a belt. I told her to put the belt on. She wear the belt around her waist, I said, and so the children couldn't get your money. But the way she used to do, she used to put another pillow, inner pillow, underneath it, hide in there. But the children would, you know, they'd ram her through the house, you see.
Sure.
Elizabeth's children.
Yeah.
And they'd find her money. You see,
sure.
They'd take, she said, one day she missed $10, and one day she couldn't find it, so she missed $5. I said, oh, Miss Daisy, I said, put this belt on and wear it around your waist. I said, they can't take it off your waist. Don't stick your money about like that, because children would ramble and find your money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would find her. Didn't they wish you put it, they'd find
her. Mm-hmm. That's right.
See?
Yeah.
I enjoy this little break, you know. This first time I've sat down. Now, you see, rest of the day I'll be just running around, knocking around, won't accomplish anything. You know how that is.
You ain't doing nothing. Just making yourself tired.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's right. That'll be a lot better off if you just sit down under the tree and just down there. What happened to George Mitchell?
George Mitchell just burnt out, that's all. His stove exploded. They were sitting in the room when it exploded.
Well, they was there.
Yeah, they were there. They had been out picking oranges, you know. And the children was in the kitchen cooking. And him and Martha sitting in there by the stove, and so that's where he exploded. He was in his bedroom. I saw it, saw the fire, but I thought it was out there burning trash. I never heard nobody, you know. And I thought they had to get up a lot of trash, you know, just burning it out there, and they was out there looking at it. And this roaring kept a booming. I didn't know what I thought, and I thought that was on the railroad. I said, well, I don't know what that is. I said, I don't know. So I went on back in the house and sit down to the fire. But in that, about 9:30, they told me this Georgia house was going up.
Now, there wasn't any wind.
There wasn't no wind. It wasn't wind like it generally comes with a wind when it be the fire. Okay, when you make fire outdoors, it always gives a wind, you see. And so, but it seemed like to me the wind was calm. It wasn't heavy. It was blowing that way next to Dora's house. But if it had been a wind, that whole place over there would have been burned up. All the more houses been burned up. Now, Raya trying to get him to buy the church, you know, because they're gonna start the building. They buy that church and have the man to get it and roll it over there, you see, take it over. That'd be a nice house for him.
You mean George Mitchell is gonna be living the rest of his life in a church?
In a church. Maybe so. I don't know.
Some people might live in a church.
Well, he could make a nice house out of it.
Well, you know, he might could.
That's a big church inside.
Sure be more room than he had.
It sure was. That wasn't nothing but a Camp Blandin old house with your little, with the head.
A Camp Blandin?
Mm-hmm. You know they were selling those houses up to Camp Blandin. And so old man Miss Dora's brother bought one, you see, and had it moved down here. Had the house moved just like it was for him and Aunt Lou to live in.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just what that was, the one of them Camp Blandin old houses. And Joe just patched it up and fixed it up some kind of way. It wasn't every codified, wasn't nothing strange, because it wasn't nothing but an old shack.
It wasn't a real house like yours.
No, it come from Camp Blandin.
What kind of stove was that, Miss Bessie, that exploded?
I don't know. Oil stove, I reckon.
Like this one?
I reckon. I don't know what kind of stove it was, but oil stove. Because I thought it was one of those circulators, I don't know where it was. And that did act to me, I seen a barrel on the outside fixed, you know. And I don't remember where it was, that or not. I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of stove it was. But it was oil stove or no.
They had gas in there. I saw them gas
tanks.
Tanks.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought it was when they said it exploded? I thought it was one of these little kerosene heaters.
No, I don't think it was one like that. I thought it was a circulator. I don't know.
Well, some of my friends have these little kerosene heaters.
Mm-hmm.
And people have told them about it, you know.
You don't want me. You talking about me?
Oh, he is.
But they just keep that little old thing.
They also don't put a screen up in front of their fireplace.
Put the screen around the heater.
Well, I'll be interested to know if George moves that church up there.
He ain't gonna buy it.
He's not.
Oh, you know, George, by that church. They want $500 for it. Of course, that wouldn't be too much for a house if he wanted to live in a house. But I don't know what he's going to do. I thought but they want to get rid of it so they can start a building.
Who's going to move it?
I don't know.
Then the price, there'd be a price, extra price for moving it, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have to make it into sort of rooms.
Yes. Well, it could be made into rooms because they could cut it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have much to do to them when it's make petition.
That's right.
Because it's already sealed and
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
That's a nice church.
Nice, good, solid
house. And that's new flooring in there because they put that floor in there the year before last.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it looks like that's a good buy.
Yeah. So they put the new flooring in there and everything. Got new floor.